explanation not accepted. Lisa Brady, Fox News. China says they weren't intending to enter U.S. airspace with a balloon the U.S. still believes is spying and can maneuver.
The balloon has changed its course, which is again why we're monitoring it.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says it's a violation of U.S. sovereignty and international law, but hasn't been shot down because of potential risks on the ground. Sources telling Fox's Jennifer Griffin that as soon as the U.S. started tracking this balloon, they started taking steps to mitigate its ability to gather information from sensitive areas, including over nuclear missile sites in Montana.
And so they feel pretty confident that this spycraft is not necessarily able to continue gathering information. And so they won't say how they know that or how they are managing to control that.
The White House echoing the Pentagon's assurances that options remain under review. The White House also says a decision to postpone Secretary of State Blinken's planned trip to China this weekend does have agreement from the president. Sheriff's officials in California just announcing two arrests made early today in connection with the killing of six people last month, including a teenage girl and her baby, at a home in Tulare County. Investigators say the murders were gang-related. A 25-year-old man now in custody, arrested without incident. The second suspect, who's 35, has been in surgery after a shootout with federal agents. Despite large protests at the state capitol, West Virginia House lawmakers passed a bill to ban gender-affirming hormones or surgeries for minors.
The state Senate is expected to pass the bill, and Governor Jim Justice, a former Democrat, now Republican, is likely to sign it. 26 other states are considering banning such procedures for minor children, calling them risky, unproven, and irreversible.
Fox's Evan Brown. Opponents say the bill puts politics over people. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The trial of a naturalized U.S. citizen accused of fighting for ISIS may soon be in the jury's hands.
An attorney for Ruslan Maritovich Asanov entered a not guilty plea to charges of providing material support to a foreign terrorist organization on his behalf, as she said he does not recognize the U.S. legal system. Jurors in New York have heard witness testimony from his ex-wife, who said he sent her pictures of fellow ISIS members' dead bodies after a battle. They also heard from a jail guard who said he kept a drawing of the ISIS black flag in his cell, and video of Asanov after his arrest telling law enforcement he was a sniper who taught other ISIS members how to use weapons. Prosecutors say he went to Syria in late 2013 and U.S.-backed Syrian forces captured him and turned him back over to the U.S. in 2019.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A Ukrainian-born member of Congress will not seek a third term in 2024. Indiana Republican Victoria Spartz also says she will not run for U.S. Senate. Instead, the 44-year-old says she needs to spend more time with her two high school girls back home. A widespread case of resignation regret.
47 million people quit their jobs in what was called the Great Resignation after the pandemic last year. And now 80% believe they made a mistake. According to a survey by Paychex, 89% of Gen Zers regret swapping jobs compared to 77% of millennials. Many were leaving for better money and mental health, but just 43% were satisfied with the new work-life balance. They missed that from big companies, and from small and medium businesses, they missed their coworkers. So can you go back? 27% of companies say they've rehired at least one former worker.
Fox's Therese Crowley. One-third of employers, though, say they won't consider giving jobs back. Stocks are slipping. The Dow's down 134. Oil prices also sliding, falling under $74 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.